What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Let's talk to Ross Tucker. We also love Ross. Maybe not as much as Taste of Cake, but we love Ross. He's got the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and more. Ross, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, but you can't be doing Tasty Cake reads right before I come on. I mean, I'm like doing the intermittent fasting thing. I'm waiting until 11 to have my yogurt parfait. You're killing me, Joe. You're killing me.
I know, man.
Trying to stay under 250. It's not easy.
There you go. All right, so, Ross, the Eagles are trying to do it again, and we'll get to that. But like I said, we can exist in the afterglow and not worry about it. Saquon, the honor of the Madden cover. Can you put some context, verbal context, on what Saquon accomplished and just, you know, because we're telling people today, pay tribute to Saquon. He deserves it. What comes from your heart?
Well, a couple things. First of all, and I know John mentioned this because I've been listening, I'm wondering why last year's Eagles team has not gotten more discussion as being one of the all-time greats.
I agree.
After the fourth game of the year, when they went to the bye, they didn't lose again the whole year when they had their quarterback. I mean, that is very, very rare to do. Hmm. And then when's the last time a team was really that dominant in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl? I mean, that felt like the Super Bowls when we were in the 80s. Remember when we were kids and it was like every year was a blowout?
Yep.
That's what it felt like. And by the way, they didn't just do that. They did that to the back-to-back defending Super Bowl champs who were trying to be the first team to ever win three in a row, and they got annihilated. I can't really – I don't know, maybe some of the callers can figure it out. I can't really put my finger on why not a single person outside of Philadelphia has had a serious or honest discussion about where this Eagles team ranks.
That's a great
among the all-time
point.
Listen, you guys know I go on these different Odyssey stations all over the country. Not one person has brought it up. Not one station has said, where do they rank among the all-time greats? I have no idea why that's not even a thing. And Saquon says it publicly, and I see people like ripping him. Like, you shouldn't be ripping him at all. He's dead serious, and he should be. As for him, he's just too good to be true, man. I mean, in every aspect, I've been around him a couple times. I've heard so many stories. To be a local guy and then from Allentown, and then he goes to Penn State, the things he does in the community and charity. He was out at Milton Hershey High School, which if you guys aren't familiar, that's a school. John knows it. It's a school for kids that come from, you know, single parents and you have to apply to get in. And he just showed up, and they didn't know he was going to be there. It just, the guy is absolutely amazing. And I'm thrilled that he's on the cover, that that play is on the cover, because it is iconic. Now it will be remembered forever. And the beauty of it now, too, is the Madden curse, that thing's been gone for years. I mean, Mahomes won a Super Bowl after he was on it. Brady played awesome after he was on it. I think, what are the last two guys been? Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen? And they're both winning MVPs. So I can't remember the last time the Madden curse was actually a thing.
Yeah. Is there a cooler
Good stuff there, Ross. We appreciate it.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Is there a cooler honor, like, for a current player? I don't know that there's anything, like, what do you even call it? Like, status-wise, amongst other players, this is... Is there anything that other guys look at?
No, Ross, no, because I'll tell you why. No, because
envious of.
No, I think that there are guys. I think that there are probably some guys out there that would rather be on the cover of Madden than like be the MVP. Because no, growing up, listen, they've gotten the Madden every year.
Right.
I can't believe how seriously guys take their Madden ratings now.
So true.
I never, like, so we were on it, right? And it was cool. Like, your friends would be like, dude, I'm playing you on Madden. I'm like, yeah, I know my agility's a 58 or whatever, right? And we would laugh about it. These guys, I've talked to the guys at EA Sports that are the Madden ratings adjusters. They had, like, players get upset with them. They hear from agents. Yeah. It's a big deal. Everybody wants to be that 99 thing. Yeah. They really take it seriously. Like, they take their Madden ratings more seriously than Pro Football Focus, you know, and some of these other, you know, analytics services that are out there.
Listen, that's fascinating. Ross, let's talk a little bit more about the play, and then we'll get to the coming season. But putting aside...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When a moment happened and how a play in the Super Bowl can be, you know, can be more important than a play in the second quarter of a game in October or November. I don't even know what quarter it was, but you catch my drift. Is it the greatest? Like, what plays come to mind for you as a hardcore football fan and someone who played the game, the greatest individual plays you've ever seen?
Ooh.
Like, Randall in Buffalo would be up there, and that's an Eagles play.
Yeah, you know what? I just posted that. Yeah. Randall in Buffalo was amazing. Right. I would say the Marshawn Lynch run against the Saints in the playoffs.
I agree.
Oh, for sure.
I would say maybe the James Harrison interception return.
I agree.
In the Super Bowl. Incredible. So this is where it's a difficult conversation, because It was like a 7-yard run. The guy gained 2 yards after he did it. And as John just – I hadn't heard him say that, John. He did get smoked, man. I mean, he got – I remember watching the video thinking he's never doing that again because he got – I'll just say this, though. What I truly appreciate, I can't even tell you how many football games I've watched in my 46 years on this planet. For someone to actually do something – that none of us have ever seen before, didn't know was possible, for him to do that in an actual regular season game. This isn't like at practice messing around. He did it in a real game. Just the fact that he even thought of it. Now, I need to hear more from him if he thought of it or it just instinctively happened. But for him to even conjure that as an actual option and then pull it off and make it look the way he did. It's, let's put it this way. All the other plays that we'll reference, I don't think you'll see as many NFL players on the sideline, to Rhea's point, that are blown away.
I agree with that.
Like the sideline player reaction, if we're judging NFL plays all time by sideline player reaction, I can't think of very many that are – maybe the Randall when Carl Banks hit him in the legs and Randall uses – I mean, we don't talk about Randall enough, by the way. My all-time favorite player. Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I agree with so much of what you said. All right, so, Ross, let's move this thing forward. It is now going to be about sustaining and trying to ward off the success from creeping into their minds too much. What would be – what's your next – look, the simple thing is, hey, guys – Don't let it affect you. Everyone can say that. What's the next level, Ross, of how to not let it affect you?
Well, and the problem is, Joe, they're it's like they're getting attacked from all sides, right? So you lose some good players. Milton Williams and Sweat and Slay, right? You lose some good players. Then you have all these opportunities.
Yeah.
And these guys should take it. Like, I saw where Blankenship and Cooper DeJean have a podcast now. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. More power to them. They should. Everybody has a podcast. I have one. My point would be, these guys are getting so many opportunities. And I got to be honest with you, I would say yes to all of them because you don't know when you're going to get them again. You know, hey, go do this appearance. And, I saw where they were just doing a softball for Cooper DeJean in Iowa, you know, at his charity. Were they working out there? Probably. I don't know. But that's part of it, right? It's the opportunities. It's the players you lose. But then it's also the injuries. You know, that's really caught up on the 49ers the last couple of years, which is why I think they're going to have a bounce back year after not making the playoffs. But these guys were playing until, what was it, February 10th or whatever it was. That's a lot of extra football. They didn't get the bye in the playoffs. They had to play the Packers in that game. So you're kind of taking on things from all fronts, and then it's human nature to not be quite as hungry. I think that the fact that they've got so many young guys probably helps them in that regard. It's not a bunch of old heads. I thought it was interesting. I had BG on yesterday's Ross Tucker podcast, and he said that the torch has been passed to Nolan Smith for the DNs because there's no more Brandon Graham, there's no more Josh Sweat. And if you think about it, they need someone to emerge as a leader at corner. I'm assuming it's Blankenship at safety, but I think Gardner Johnson was the leader. And what people don't realize, Joe, is every position group, okay, has their own room. And you need a guy that sets the example, that sets the tone, that provides the mentorship to young guys. They had that with Slay. I think they had that with CJGJ. These guys are high-energy guys that, you know, bring it every day. They need young leaders to emerge, and need them to emerge quickly.
So you were talking about the wear and tear of the season. You're talking about what we talk a lot about, wear and tear on a back, and why Saquon shouldn't get as many carries and touches as he got last year. And we were fortunate that he was as healthy as he was. If he's not as healthy this year, we have 6 or 7 new it feels like we got six or seven new faces in that running back room. But at the front of the pack is A.J. Dillon, a guy who's had some success in this league as, I guess, a short yardage type back, an early down back. Ross, what do you like about A.J. Dillon?
Well, and I'm glad you said that, John. If someone said to me, Ross, what's one of your biggest concerns about the team this year? I think it's depth. I think if you look at a lot of spots, if the top guy goes down, you look behind it and it's like, I don't know. I mean, that's what the preseason will be about. That's what they'll be working towards. But, you know, they're not great at receiver if they lost AJ or Devontae. Mm-hmm. We know they're not great at tight end when Dallas goes down. Saquon goes down, you know, to your point, John, we think, you know, Will Shipley showed some promise, and A.J. Dillon's been a number two back in Green Bay for years. He's coming off a very serious neck injury. You know, that's a tough injury. Any neck injury is tough. That's what ended my career. And especially that style of player, you know, yeah, a bulldozing running back to have a neck injury, that makes me a little bit nervous. And so there's a bunch of positions where if the top guy goes down, you know, there's other teams, right, where their number three receiver is really good. I don't think we can say that about Dotson. Or, you know, their number two running back or their number two tight end is good. I'm not sure we can say that about Calcaterra or Dillon and Shipley.
Yeah.
All those guys might be good, and we'll see in the preseason. We'll see early this season. But let's put it this way. The Eagles' second string is not very impressive compared to some of the other team's second strings out there. That would be their weakness right now.
We were throwing around the idea, some of us were earlier this week, end of last week, Kyle Pitts for a fourth or fifth round pick somewhere. I would love to do something like that, and I feel like I'm not very well supported on that front, Ross. How would you feel about something like
Ross,
that?
Ross, my point, let me just jump in. So my point is, I just don't think it really fits. I mean, first off, I want the Eagles to prioritize a blocking tight end. I think that works with the Jalen Hurts type offense. And I just think with Goddard here, it just would seem implausible that they would trade for Kyle Pitts. But your thoughts?
The concern with Pitts, well, first of all, I'd have to see what his number is, but it's probably a pretty decent number and it's fully guaranteed. It's not just one coaching staff now. You know, it was Arthur Smith, and then you have a whole new coaching staff come in. They still haven't been able to get him going. And I know these other guys.
That's a really interesting point.
Yes, it's not like he's 0 for 2 so far, right? He's 0 for 2. And then the other thing is, you know, they actually have a bunch of guys now battling for tight end. You know, if you look at Kylan Granson from the Colts, Harrison Bryant from the Raiders, I know these guys aren't household names, but Harrison Bryant has been a number two tight end his whole career. I mean, he was drafted pretty high. He's been a number two tight end for Cleveland and the Raiders last year. Granson was basically the number two tight end for the Colts. So I think they signed those guys because they thought they were going to move on from Goddard. But now that they brought Goddard back for a year, they actually have none of those guys are guys that you would want necessarily being your starter, but that's a battle. I mean, that's going to be an absolute battle for the number two and number three tight end spots, and four if they keep a fourth guy.
Yeah. Ross, we're now closer to the start of the season than the end of last year. So we're moving, my man. It's 3 months away.
We are, and I'm pleasantly surprised by the Huff trade. I mean, I was not expecting to get a draft choice like that and to save $8 million. So obviously that was not a good signing, which is another good lesson, right? That sometimes not every signing is going to work out, but it's a sunk cost and you try to make the most out of it. And I think that they have done that.
Yeah,
it's a pretty solid return to get $8 million back and to get a fifth round pick. I mean, they didn't give up any draft picks to get him. They just signed him.
Yeah.
And now they're getting a fifth round pick in return. It is interesting though, isn't it? Like, he might go to the Niners with Salah and he might light it up. And we can't criticize Fangio because they had the number one defense. They won the Super Bowl. But it is the whole scheme fit thing is really interesting in the NFL.
No question. Ross, stay well. Love having you on the show. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, buddy.
Sounds great. See you guys.
All right. Thanks, there he is, Ross Tucker.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.